7 after the hour. We are here, we being Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is available at drken at drkenshow.com if you want to send him an email. Also available for consultation at his office in Florida. He's taking a few days off because it's his birthday. We were talking about age and how foolish it is for people to get wrapped around their age. Because we have an ageistic, is that the right word, society. We have ageism is replete. I say it because I feel, once I ignore the number, because I don't feel like I am what people think I'm supposed to be, whatever the hell that is, at the age where I am. But we have this artificial foolishness that goes on, Ken. People think they're supposed to, their body is this or their body is that, and at this age you're supposed to feel this way, and nonsense. It is all nonsense. It's all in your head. It has nothing to do with your body. It has to do with what you eat, how you take care of yourself physically, all of those things. Once in a while, something gets in the way of it, but it's not usually age-related. It usually is lifestyle-related, right, in terms of how you live to whatever healthy quotient and number of years, et cetera, however the formula works.
Absolutely. There's chronological and physiological age, and you take good care of yourself, spend a day with me, you'll see 80-year-olds that look like 50 and 50-year-olds who look like 90.
Yep. And by the way, if you would like to spend a day with Dr. Ken, you can call his office directly, toll-free, 800-LAKE-CARDIO. It's Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. 800 Lake Cardio. If you like the way he handles people on the air, and he does a wonderful job, his bedside manner, as they say, is great. So if you want, you're frustrated with some form of heart problem, cardiovascular system, et cetera, et cetera, I go see Dr. Ken, and you might want to as well. All right, the closest thing to be able to see him is talk to him on the air on this program every weekend for 2 hours, live every weekend of the year. This is his birthday weekend. Doesn't make any difference. He's here. And so is Vincent, who is in our... We decided we're going to talk to Carl first. All right, Carl, listening to KTSM in El Paso. Hi.
Hi, good morning. Good morning.
Hi, Carl.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Good morning. Okay, I have a quick question. It's about Coumadin. I've been on it for about 5 years almost.
Mm-hmm.
When can I get off it?
Well, great question, Carl. Coumadin is a very effective anticoagulant, blood thinner. And my question to you is, there's not only one reason or indication for using it. Why did the doctor start it?
Years ago, I had a heart flitter. I had a flitter, or that's what they said. My heart was flittering.
So you had atrial fibrillation?
Right. And it's the bottom part, right, of the heart?
The bottom or the top?
The bottom. I think I also have high thyroid.
Okay, it was probably the upper chamber. Hyperthyroidism, Carl, will cause atrial fibrillation most commonly. It can make the bottom part, the ventricle, beat more rapidly also, but usually what happens is what people get atrial fibrillation, the upper chamber of the heart beating like a bag of worms. This will create clots, and we put people on blood thinner. We don't always do it for someone your age. You're in your younger 50s, right?
Correct.
But usually people who have heart failure, hypertension, age greater than 75, diabetes, or they've had a history of stroke, those are the people most likely to develop clots and go on to have a stroke if they're in atrial fibrillation. Those are the people that were most aggressive at putting them on Coumadin forever, as long as they can tolerate it. They're not falling. There's no ulcerative problems. They're not getting confused. They're not going to have a risk of bleeding on the Coumadin. And in your situation, do you have any heart failure, high blood pressure, diabetes, or have you had a stroke in the past, Carl?
No, just I do have high blood pressure. I guess it started years ago with family problems.
All right,
and
you have one of those. So doctors like to throw around this term called the CHADS 2 score. You know, we've got a terminology for everything, and that's your risk of having a stroke in atrial fibrillation, and you're right on the borderline. Your CHADS 2 score is 1 for your high blood pressure, and, you know, that's a hard call whether you'd be either best suited on long-term Coumadin or on an adult aspirin each day. What I would do, Carl, if you had this in the setting of high thyroid, hyperthyroidism, and that hyperthyroidism was treated, this may be low risk for you to be going back into atrial fibrillation unless you have one of the other many causes of having atrial fibrillation, and there's a long, long list. Time to talk to the heart doctor, time to sit down and do a challenging risk-benefit assessment of whether you need to be continued on Coumadin, and that's what I think your next step to do is. I would have, if you were my patient, I would run some simple tests. I'd want to look at your heart with an echocardiogram in the office, and I'd want to assess your risk factors for having heart disease and even lung disease, because these can predispose you to going back into atrial fibrillation.
That's great. Okay.
Makes sense. Thank you, Carl. 888-553-7536. Vincent, living in Hollywood, or listening in Hollywood. I don't know if you live there too, Vincent, but help yourself to Dr. Ken. Hi.
Okay. Thank you for taking my call. In my left foot, between my toes, it starts off as a small bump, and they get large, and then it stopped growing, and then it turned to either a pus pocket or either like a clear fluid pocket. And then a year ago, I went to the gym and I slipped and I hit my foot on something, and the bump came, and then it got infected, and I was on antibiotics, you know, for days in the emergency room, and it went away, and then it came back like 7 months after. And first it was on my left small toe in the middle. And now it's moving to like the middle of my big toe. And it's here right now. And I went to the emergency room. And the doctor said that I, he gave me antifungal cream, but I think it's something else.
Vincent, thanks so much for calling. Antifungal cream, then they must have thought it was athlete's foot, and you're not so sure. Athlete's foot, you know, is caused by a fungus. It grows on the top layer of the skin. And what you usually see with athlete's foot, between the toes, you get a lot of burning and itching. The skin may peel and crack. And the symptoms sometimes depend on the type of athlete's foot you get. Usually you get this from walking barefoot on contaminated surfaces, usually near a swimming pool down in Florida. This is such a common problem. Or even like you were saying before, in locker rooms, and the fungus then grows in your shoes, and it's airtight, the air can't move around, and it's a moist area, especially in the summer, and it just flourishes. But I agree with you. I'm not so convinced that this is a fungal infection. When you started to describe this to me, the first thing I thought of was a staph infection, a bacterial infection.
Hi, are you still there?
Yes.
Yeah, but you say you don't think it's a fungal infection? You say you don't think it is?
What I would do is to use the cream that he gave you for a fungus for a short period of time, unless you start getting suddenly worse. If it doesn't work, then you got to go back and get this taken care of. Because my concern is that this is a bacterial infection, and what you were given in the ER is going to do nothing for a bacterial infection. Are you a diabetic?
No. They gave me a blood test, and it was 114. And listen to this. They did give me some antibiotics.
Sir, you're not making any sense. Your blood test is 114. What is that? That doesn't make any sense.
That's his blood sugar, Doug. That's his blood sugar. I asked him if he was a diabetic.
Where is that on the scale, Ken?
It's pre-diabetes. Was that fasting, Vincent? That would be pre-diabetes. If you were fasting, if you were non-fasting, I wouldn't even think about it. But was that a 12-hour fast, Vincent?
No, I was not fasting.
Okay, so that is not unexpected non-fasting, but even if it was fasting, that would be in the pre-diabetic. Over 125 is considered frank diabetes. But Vincent, so let me just suggest that unless this is suddenly getting worse, you know, you're running a fever or the foot's getting hot and swollen and changing colors dramatically, I would go along with what the ER doctor gave you, give it a trial of treating it for the fungus and the athlete's foot. And if that doesn't get better, then you're right. You need to get back to a doctor, even a dermatologist, a skin doctor, or a podiatrist, a foot doctor. And it sounds to me, my nickel is that this is probably a bacterial infection.
So I need antibiotics by the mouth?
Well, hopefully. It depends how serious the infection is, but if it's localized, hopefully then a skin infection, often you can treat with antibiotics from the mouth. It, depending on the severity, you may need something more. And, you know, the genie in the bottle here is the old MRSA, the methicillin-resistant Staph aureus that is roaming through those locker rooms, and that's what you want to make sure this is not.
Thank you, sir, for the call. 888-553-7536. Gary in Cheyenne, you're on now with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Yeah, I had a question about in relation, I think it's Metropol high blood pressure meds and depression.
Great question, Gary. Metoprolol, this is a beta blocker. You know, in your body circulating because of your adrenals is a lot of natural adrenaline. The adrenaline speeds up the heart rate. It constricts the big blood vessels of the body. It makes the heart contract more vigorously. All of these things increase your blood pressure. So you put a drug like a lock and a key, and you block the lock from the key getting into the lock. This is a drug receptor blocker. That's what the beta blockers do. The beta blockers, there's a lot of them, metoprolol, Toprol-XL, carvedilol, bisoprolol. I go on all day with them. Propranolol was the first. They're very effective at blocking the effects of adrenaline, the epinephrine that's naturally occurring in your body. But one of the side effects that they can cause is that some of them cross the blood-brain barrier and can cause some depression. Sometimes they can cause erectile dysfunction. They can make your heart rate too low and make you tired. They can make your blood pressure too low, make you tired. Asthmatics should not take them because it can make you hard to breathe. Diabetics should be very careful with them because if your blood sugar goes too low, you won't have the natural response to it.
I was on Paxil for the depression, and they put me on the high blood pressure.
Gary, you never want a cold turkey, a beta blocker, unless it's an emergency, because you can get rebound and have a heart attack. But I would talk to the doctor about weaning you off the beta blocker, trying a totally different class of medication, a so-called ACE inhibitor if you don't have any kidney problems, or a calcium channel blocker, one with, it's not going to affect the brain, and see if that's really where the depression is.
All right. Yeah, thank you, because it seemed like it increased the depression, being on the high blood pressure.
There are many other choices. You should never be sitting with ill effects from blood pressure medications. There are so many different families and choices of drugs. Don't accept not feeling well after you start a blood pressure medication.
There you go,
well,
sir.
Thank you, Doc.
You're welcome. 888-553-7536. More time for more calls, more information, more input. Lots of news that we haven't touched on yet. A lot of science. There's an interesting story about Alzheimer's that Dr. Ken's going to get to in a few moments, something that a lot of people think about. Lots of heart news. As a matter of fact, there was a story on depression and anxiety and how it affects the heart, sort of related to that last call. Let's get to that info in just a few minutes, Dr. Ken. 21 after the hour in the Good Day Weekend program.
The The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
As we continue, Dr. Ken Kronos on the air on the Good Day Weekend program, 888-553-7536. The spray-on skin. This is interesting. Ulcers treated by spray-on skin. Ulcers are internal. How do you, what is spray-on skin going to do for them?
Well, Doug, this refers not to the internal stomach ulcers or ulcers you sometimes get in the circulation internally. An ulcer is a crater in the surface, usually of the skin. It can occur. It's a breakdown of the protective layer of whatever the part of the body you're talking about. And people get skin ulcers, especially in the legs. It's the furthest away from the heart in terms of where the circulation needs to get to. So sometimes, especially if you have bad circulation, the blood doesn't get down to the toes as easily as it might get to other parts of the body. Breakdown of skin and skin ulcers, especially in the legs, is a huge problem. So often it's very hard to treat, very hard to cure. And the medical breakthrough of the week, one of them this week, is what's being reported from the University Medical Center in Hamburg this week, is an actual spray-on skin. Imagine taking out the bottle, spraying it on, and seeing them get cured. This is going to be available shortly. It's been tried in studies. It seems to work without any problems, and I expect this to be coming out in the next year.
Wow. There you go. So that really is out of but the new age of medicine. 888-553-7536. Jim, listening to us on WMEL in Melbourne. Go ahead, Jim. You're on with Dr. Ken Kronos.
Yes, sir. Probably for 2 months at least, I've had in my right elbow just real severe joint pain. I like to work out. I'm 56. I like to do curls. I had to back down 5-10 pounds at a time and finally just quit. I've been taking I started with just a bottle of glucosamine magnesium, went through it, really didn't do anything for me, so I went back to the big health food store locally, and they gave me this box of six vitamins packets. Six vitamins that I take each day, mega doses, still not doing anything for me. So I guess I'm going to go see a doctor. Who should I see, and which direction should I go?
Jim, great question. You know, the doctors who deal in this area are the orthopedic doctors, and you talk to specialists who deal with the bones and joints, these orthopedic doctors, and one of the most challenging joints of the body is by far the elbow. And what I would recommend is that you go to an orthopedic surgeon, not necessarily that you're going to get surgery, but that's the doctors who think about this all the time. But most importantly, make sure you get one who is especially interested in the elbow joint. It's a very tricky joint. You can have small fractures in that joint, and they don't get picked up by routine x-rays. Often you have to move on to the MRI before you really see what's there. Make sure you get a doctor who is especially interested in the elbow.
Okay, and that's just questioning. I'm just calling the offices and saying I've got elbow problems. Does this doctor specialize in that area?
Do you have a good internist or family doctor who can be a good traffic director for you?
Yes, I think so.
I would ask your primary care doctor, you know, who in your area, you know, you're not too far from me, not the immediate community, but I'm sure in Melbourne there's one or two men or women who are especially trained and spend most of their day thinking about the elbow, and I would ask your primary care doctor who that person is. A good primary care doctor will know that instantly.
All right. Thanks very much.
You're welcome. 888-553-7536. Sue is in Providence, Rhode Island. Sue, you're on with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Ken. Do you have any good tips for a good night's sleep? I wake up every couple of hours and go to the bathroom. I do drink a lot of liquid during the daytime. I'm in my 80s. I just don't sleep well at night.
Do you drink a lot before you go to bed?
Well, in the evening, I try not to. I still wake up every couple of hours and go to the bathroom.
Do you have an incontinence problem?
Not that I know of.
Because I would be checked for that and make sure that that's not the issue. Because, I mean this politely, at your age, that just is too common, and it's out of your control, and it'll frustrate you forever, and it's not going to get fixed. But general suggestions for improving sleep, and Doug, just tell me when we're out of time, but you want to stick to a good sleep schedule and not change it very often. You want to pay attention to what you eat and drink, because there's a lot of stimulants that can keep you up, and you know, caffeine, all the things that have in it. You want to watch the alcohol too close to bedtime. And you want to have a ritual, a habit that you go through. Make sure you're comfortable that sleeping environment you can't wait to get into. You want to get rid of those screens that you can look at, the computer, the smartphone, all the TV, because all of those things will keep you up and not get a good night's sleep. You want to limit daytime napping, manage stress, and also just include some physical activity, some exercise, once the doctor says it's okay. And these are the things that can really help. If all of these lifestyle changes don't help, and for you specifically, Sue, the urologist doesn't diagnose any incontinence problem, then it's time to get a sleep study. Definitely sleep apnea. When you stop breathing during sleeping, it is epidemic. 1/4 of adult men have it. 1 in 10 adult women have it.
Time's up. Half past the.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel.
General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Kronhaus back on the air as the Good Day Weekend program continues. I'm Doug Steffen. Help yourself to 888-553-7536 with the continuing focus on the medical breakthroughs of the week and the front page medical news. The story that would have people of most every age worried about Alzheimer's, and that's pretty much everybody. We were talking about this earlier in terms of age, and because it's Ken's birthday weekend, everybody, you know, you think about, you're conscious of time marching on, and as people get older in our country, the numbers came out this week, people living to be older, but not necessarily a healthier country. One of the things people worry about here, Alzheimer's, and the news this week on that seems fairly interesting, Ken.
This is out of the Public Library of Science, PLOS-1 journal, doctors refer to it as, this week. Doug, you know, the deadly march of Alzheimer's disease, it seems to be pretty rapid sometimes in the younger elderly, you know, folks that are in their 60s or 70s. But as people get to about 80 or older, this is the news, it seems like this deadly march of Alzheimer's is much slower. So I guess this is kind of a bad news, good news story. Amazingly, the risk of developing Alzheimer's disease, Doug, increases with age, and by 85, are you ready? It's about 50%. It's amazing. But those who develop this progressive brain disorder that late in life will experience a less aggressive disease than those whose symptoms appear at age 60 or 70. So if you get through the 60s and 70s without it, there is some hope that if you do get it later, it'll just progress a lot slower.
All right, so let's understand. If you don't develop signs of it, most people develop signs of it, what, late 60s, early 70s, if it's going to be a problem, is that when it usually sets in?
That's when it usually, but it can sometimes come in even earlier. There's some you know, not to get people too aroused, but there's some familial types. But usually, if it's going to come, it begins at 60 or 70, but it does begin to occur more commonly as you get older, but it just doesn't progress as fast when it begins in the 80s. And as I said, 50% of 80-year-olds get this. It's just an amazing thing.
50%?
Yes.
But it takes longer for it to show
progress.
It's to show the really ill effects of it. Is that
exactly? Yeah. It becomes severe. Well, you get it as a youngster, and it's going to progress quickly.
Got it. Okay. 888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken. Chris listening in Alamogordo, New Mexico, with a question about back pain. Chris, you're on with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Ken. I was in a car accident about a year ago, and the workman's comp doctor that I was sent to is apprehensive about giving me any narcotic medicine because I've had a previous cervical spine problem, and that was treated with narcotics, and my pain is so severe. Well, like for instance, tonight I've been up all night, rolling in bed, can't go to sleep. Do you have any ideas?
Sure, Chris. Let me help.
Options
you.
Might be.
Let me try and help you, because having severe back pain just makes life unbearable, horrible. And taking narcotics for back pain is like doing a deal with the devil. Such narcotics like codeine or hydrocodone, they may be used, but the key is they need to be used for a short period of time and also under close supervision with a doctor. They're really a road to nowhere, unfortunately, unless you're doing other things to get better. I hope you're getting some physical therapy. I hope you are seeing a traditional doctor as well as maybe even a chiropractor. And I the last resort is surgery, but you need some ongoing evaluation about what are you doing to getting better. And I hope you're working with a good physical therapist. The other doctors who are very good in this space are the physical medicine and rehab doctors. These are MDs who have thorough training, but they specialize in trying to use less surgery, less drugs, and more therapy to get you better.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. 888-553-7536. All the good reasons in the world. Dr. Ken has a great background, been trained in all sorts of different things. That's why he's jolly on the spot and ready to answer your questions, take on the challenges that are going on in your body, the frustrations you can hear in some people's voices. Help yourself to 888-553-7536. I often wondered how you do as Doctor Who. Dr. Ken as Doctor Who. Have you ever watched that? You have to have watched that show.
That British science fiction?
Yeah.
I guess I need to try out.
Yeah, exactly. You could. You talk about how well-versed you are in all kinds of different medical areas. The Good Day Health newsletter for this week brings folks up to date on what area? What's your study about this week that you're sharing?
We shuffle around the subjects each week. This week, it's all about the latest information, pediatrics, our kids, information that you may not be aware of, but it's on your doctor's desk in the medical journals in the last few weeks and months, and practical information you can help keep our precious children more healthy.
And you write about folic acid, how important that is, underscoring it for the mothers who might be worried about their children.
As our children are still in the womb, this is so critical. Mom, women, you're thinking about getting pregnant, just make sure that you're on the proper diet. Talk to a doctor, a dietitian. There are so many ingredients that you can start getting before you're even pregnant.
And don't be smoking and don't be drinking.
And the cigars, stay away from them. There's a study out from the CDC that people are not smoking as much cigarettes, but they're moving to these little tiny cigars, thinking that they're safer and they're cheaper and they're going to be better. They're not.
Women, too?
Yes, they're moving these tiny little cigars. The manufacturers are getting around the taxing involved with tobacco products so that they come out on the market so much cheaper.
Wow. There's something that they're so unattractive. Ugh.
I guess the mayor in the city that I'm visiting will have to get on that one also.
Yeah. Mayor Bloomberg, because Ken's in New York.
He has enough issues with the mother's breastfeeding that I'm sure he's not looking for another one.
888-553-7536. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com. Here's an email from Stephen, who wants to know about prosthetics. He's apparently been in an accident. As a matter of fact, had a limb amputated and wasn't fit for a prosthetic. He was 12 when it happened. He's 20 now. Wants to know if it's too late to get. That's a pretty interesting question, actually. Do you get, I think, summarizing, if I'm reading between the lines here, you get into an accident or somehow or other you lose a limb. Do you have to have it put on right away, or can you wait a number of years, as your body's case, that 12 wasn't developed anyway?
Oh, absolutely not. And the evolution, the progress in this area is incredible. And even if you've been fitted 10, 20 years ago, you would want to get updated because of the changes in technology. I would urge this individual to talk to his local physician and ask who the local expert is in this area, and absolutely Monday start working in this area.
All right, there you go. Start now. 888-553-7536. Back to your calls. Pat in Lancaster, California. What is that up there? It's I'm trying to remember exactly where that is. Isn't that Route 40 that goes through Lancaster, Pat?
Fourteen.
A four in it someplace. All right. So what's going on with you?
First, I'd like to thank Dr. Kim. He's helped me a lot in the past. My question today is, in 04, I had back surgery, and they fused, and I may be wrong, Dr. Kim, I want to say S1L1, something like that,
Right. You know, you have backbones from the neck down to the groin. In the neck, it's the cervical. In the chest, the thoracic vertebrae. In the lower back, the lumbar. And then down in your pelvis, it's the sacrum. So that's between your lower back and your pelvis, the lumbar and the sacral.
Okay. That's where they would have done it. And there was 2 rods and 6 screws put in. And
they made you the $6 million man.
Yeah, thanks. I wish I felt that today. I went through my pain time, you know, healing and everything. I have a hard job. I do not only a lot of maintenance, but I'm a janitorial. And so I do a lot. You know, on my feet all day long. And as of just lately, it's gotten really, really bad. I'm starting to have the pains in my left leg where that was where the sciatic nerve was pinched. I'm starting to get some of that. But also my calves, and especially in the left leg, are, if I bend down, I can hardly get up. I got to have something to pull me up.
When you walk, let's say you walk up a hill, do you get calf pain?
No, I don't.
So the calf pain is not related to activity?
No, not that I know of.
Okay,
no,
so this doesn't sound so much like a circulation issue, but it sounds like it's related to that surgery. You had the nerves that go down the legs, down the side of your leg, especially originate from the area where they did that fusion, and you need a 30,000-mile checkup in that area.
I do in September have a checkup coming. And I hope I can find something, because the pain, when I get home, like when I work 12 hours, when I got home, I can barely walk out of the car.
I'm amazed, you know, a testimony to a good attitude and a will to get things done. It's amazing what you're getting done in your work with the body that you are blessed with having right now, Pat. And those may not be working the best. I would try to get your evaluation moved up, because I don't want you doing any more damage to your body in the meantime. Call the doctor. Ask if the doctor won't speak to you. Ask to speak to his nurse. They're often very compassionate about moving things around.
Yeah,
and let them know. Tell the nurse, his nurse or her nurse, exactly what you just told me, and I bet some compassionate nurse will get your appointment moved up.
Okay. Hey, thank you for everything you do.
You're welcome. Thanks, sir.
Pat.
15 before the hour. Here's Patrick in North Hollywood. Go ahead, Patrick. On with Dr. Ken.
Hi, Dr. Ken.
Hi.
I have a question. Sometimes I have a pen-like pain on either side of my stomach, and it's maybe once every couple of months. And I was, in my head, I always think that I'm going to get cancer. And I was wondering if you can tell me about it. In 2008, I had a surgery to remove a tumor. It was benign from my femur. It was called giant cell tumor of the femur.
Sure.
And I can't live or enjoy myself because I have this fear that I'm going to die.
Pat, let me squeeze in here. I hear it in your voice. You need peace of mind. You shouldn't be living like this. Let me see if I can help you a little bit, get you in the right direction so that you can be thinking about more fun things than what's going on inside your body at the moment. Is the discomfort that you're describing, is it above or below the belly button?
Above.
Above. Is it related to foods? Does it come on when you eat a particular issue?
I'm not sure. I've never examined what I was doing before the pain occurred.
Okay. Well, why have you had? Am I the first doctor that you've told this to?
No, I've told my treating doctor for the tumor in the femur, and I told my general practitioner.
And this is not related. This is not related to activity. It comes on unexpectedly. You just don't know why it comes on. Correct.
Correct, and it's sharp. It causes me to stop.
Okay. Exactly. And so, are you a big alcohol drinker?
No.
Okay. So does it feel like it's towards the back of your upper chest or the front of your lower chest or upper abdomen? Does it feel worse in the front or the back?
The front.
The front. Okay. What I would do is, when you spoke to your primary doctor, did they suggest that you see a GI doctor, maybe get an upper endoscopy just for peace of mind?
No. He recommended that I get an MRI, lay in a machine, an ultrasound maybe.
Of your abdomen?
Yes.
Having not examined your belly. And if the doctor thinks maybe this is a gallstone, or a liver issue, then that would be the next thing to do is an ultrasound. Or maybe, they're concerned about some abdominal mass in that area, which would be a little less likely. But I think that starting off there would be fine. If that came out fine, then my next step for your peace of mind would go see your friendly GI doctor referred by your primary and let them just do a simple upper endoscopy, which really compared to some of the things we do in medicine is not a big deal. And sometimes we do this just for therapy. We call it a therapeutic test. And, some of the people listening to me may be upset with me because, it's not the guideline. But for someone like yourself who's terrorized by this and nothing I do is going to convince you that it's going to get better no matter how much I talk to you and it's just ruining the quality of your life, this is where you have to make decisions as a doctor what's best for the patient and where insurance and medical guidelines don't always apply and the doctors who are on the front lines of medicine know what I'm talking about. And we have to sometimes just do a reassuring endoscopy just to make it so that you can go and enjoy your life.
All right, there you go, sir. Happy to have the ability to help you out. 888-553-7536. Ken's happy to help you out if you have high cholesterol and high triglycerides. What's the solution, Ken?
Well, one of the solutions that you can try, and everybody's looking for a natural way, and this is very good where you don't yet have plaque in the circulation, you don't have a lot of high risk, you've never had a heart attack, but you're concerned a little bit about your numbers and you're not ready to go on the prescription drug. High cholesterol, we know it's a serious condition. It can lead to heart attacks and heart disease and even strokes. And as a cardiologist, one of the nice things that I'm now suggesting as the safest, most effective way to lower cholesterol in a number of my patients, like I just described. It's this all-new, natural way, a new approach from Italy, and it may be right for a lot of our listeners. Doug, Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients, they work together to reduce cholesterol levels. They also help to lower the bad fats in the blood. These are known as triglycerides.
All right, so let's continue this and help people out with this area in a few moments. It's 51 past the hour.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The feds are investigating a close call in the skies over the nation's capital the other day.
180, we were cleared the river back there. What happened?
3 U.S. Airways commuter jets came dangerously close to each other. One was cleared to land at Reagan National Airport, as the other two were given the go-ahead to take off right in the path of the incoming plane. The first plane was told to turn away with just seconds to spare, and that aircraft was running low on fuel.
We got to get on the ground here pretty quick.
The audio from liveatc.net. You know that study that President Obama has been quoting, the one that says Mitt Romney's tax plan would hurt the middle class?
There are serious flaws with both the authorship of that study and the methodology.
Romney advisor Eric Fernstrom. The study was conducted by the Tax Policy Center. Also at SRNNews.com, a psychiatrist who had James Holmes as a client reportedly wanted to talk to a University of Colorado campus security committee about him weeks before he allegedly shot up the movie theater in Aurora, Colorado. He is an American Olympic swimming legend, Michael Phelps, who says he knows his career is rapidly approaching the finish line.
This is my last prelim swim ever, so I don't know, it's pretty fun to be able to do a pretty decent time in it.
And the United States nabbed another gold medal today. Kayla Harrison took the gold in a women's judo event. Serena Williams... We'll be right back.
News. I'm Wally Hines in Washington. Good, not great, economist Mark Zandi's reaction to today's jobless numbers.
A good number. I wish we were getting better numbers, but 163,000 jobs created in the month is pretty good, and if we can keep that up, then unemployment will start moving lower.
Even with the addition of jobs, the unemployment rate still jumped a notch to 8.3%. GOP presidential candidate Mitt Romney says the numbers prove the president's economic policies are not working. A rough start to a busy day of track and field events in London. One of the main subway lines connecting downtown London to the Olympic venues was shut down for a while this morning because of signal problems. Michael Phelps' Olympic career comes to an end today with one final appearance in the 100-meter butterfly. U.S. swimmer Brija Larson says the entire team is thinking about that.
I think we're all just so proud and happy for him to, you know, take it four more years here. And he's still such an inspiration, and he paved the road for us to get here.
Phelps won his 16th career gold yesterday in the 200-meter individual medley. Also at SRNNews.com, baseball great Cal Ripken says his mother is still shaky after being kidnapped last week.
We've all changed how we view our own security, her security, and she's affected, no doubt about it. So don't know when she will go back, but certainly right now she's not back in her house yet.
74-year-old Vi Ripken unharmed. Police have released a sketch of a suspect. Officials in Illinois trying to determine what caused a fatal tour bus accident.
Bus had run off the road and ran into the center bridge abutment. The bus ran into it just head-on.
A person died in that accident, a tourist from India. On Wall Street, the Dow up 215 points at this hour. This is SRN News.
The Today Show recently reported that 4 out of 5 car dealer mechanics they visited overcharged for repairs, sometimes charging $2,000 for a simple $100 fix. Don't let unscrupulous mechanics take advantage of you. Get a vehicle service contract from My Repair Shield. If your car breaks down, we'll pay the mechanic directly and you're back on the road. For a free quote, call My Repair Shield at 800-903-7443. That's 800-903-7443. Or visit MyRepairShield.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The Senate unable to muster enough votes to pass a cybersecurity bill. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell accused Democrats of rushing that bill to the floor without allowing Republican amendments.
I'd suggest we work in a bipartisan fashion to complete the bill. And I would suggest that the next time we take it up, we allow the Senate to be the Senate. Let senators have their proposals considered on the floor.
The bill would have increased protections for the nation's electrical grid, financial networks, transportation system, and other critical infrastructure. The House.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.